So they discovered 7 new planets around some star. But have they discovered any radio shows as good as this? I don't think so. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki and Kara DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Kara DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Our first guest this hour is our own Mark Leonard. You hear Mark every week here on the program with his terrific On the Mark segment. It is Oscars night here in America, so we need to find out who's going to win, what is going to win, and how many awards each actor, actress, and/or film will get. And Mark will set us straight, and we will get you ready for the Oscars later on tonight. Then it will be our own Lloyd Lindsay Young talking about California. What an awful time out there. For those of you listening to us at one of our affiliate stations in California, I do not envy you, nor do I want to be there. What an awful stretch of weather. Northern California, now Southern California, dams ready to break, all kinds of rain all over the place. It has been horrible. We will find out the latest, what's going on, and see what might be coming from our own Lloyd Lindsay Young. And then it will be another edition of the Cucina with Kara. Kara is talking about all things meatballs this week. We start things off with, yes, the big discovery this week. 7 new planets hovering around some star. How do we not know these things exist? They just popped out of nowhere, and there they are. And they say they could be Earth-like, and which means they could have life. They have water, they think, and all this other stuff. I don't know how they know that from here, but whatever. They know these things. Bill Nye, the science guy, and all those folks, they know what they're doing. And so there are 7 possibilities that there could be another one of us. That's right. Do you really think that we are alone in this world or out of this world? Now, I know that some radio networks have made lots of money on radio shows that go on and on and on all night long, 5 nights a week, talking about things like this, but we're going to talk about it for another 2.5 minutes. Do you really think we're alone in the galaxy? Why would we be the only planet or celestial being that supports some sort of intelligent life? Doesn't it make sense that when you look up there at night and you see all those little lights in the sky, that maybe on one of those little lights in the sky, there is someone looking back at you? If you are someone who believes that God created the world, do you believe he only created one world? Maybe he created another. Think about when your kids play Minecraft. They'll create one society, they'll get sick of it, they'll create another one. Maybe that's how God looks at it as well. I don't know. But I think it's rather egotistical to think, oh, it's only us. There's no one else out there. And if there is someone else out there, are they exactly like us? Are they the H.G. Wells version of extraterrestrial life, these giant machines that are going to come and get us on mischief night one year? I don't know. But I think it's quite a question to consider. Is there someone else? Is there something else out there? And if there is, does it frighten you? What do you think they think of us? If there is some other world out there, if they knew we were here, do you think they would feel hostile? Do you think they would feel curious? Do you think they would feel safe? Who knows what the future holds, and who knows with everything else, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, maybe we will have the technology to kind of find out for sure if there really is someone or something else out there. And I think it's a shame that our space exploration program has been, for the most part, castrated over the past 2 decades. The space shuttle program outlived its own legacy, and we didn't do anything else after that. And that's sad. Dream big dreams and look to see what's out there, because it might be just as interesting as everything that goes on here. Stay with us. We get you ready for Oscar night. They might even have Oscars somewhere else. Ooh, that's scary. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Scientists now believe that less food intake actually helps animals to live longer. That means humans, too. Even back in 1935, Cornell University found that 30% fewer calories caused a 40% increase in the lifespan of mice. This kind of increase is equivalent to a human living to 160 years old. Less food has also increased the lifespan of yeast cells and worms, fruit flies, monkeys, and I love this, Labrador retrievers. And it's not just a matter of years either. You see, these various species not only live longer, but they live significantly more active lives than their non-dieting counterparts. And they also have fewer instances of diseases that are associated with aging, like cancer. Does that mean humans should adopt a less food, live longer diet? Well, when in doubt, trim it out.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
Have you ever been chased by the cops? This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Bob stole a car in Chicago and drove it out to the country. He was cruising down the highway when he noticed a couple of Illinois state troopers in hot pursuit. At first, Bob thought he was a goner. But then he remembered in the movies, when a crook crosses over the state line, the cops can't continue their pursuit. So Bob headed for the state line with a smile on his face. Is Bob right or wrong? Will the state troopers let Bob get away if he crosses over the state line? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, will the cops stop at the state line? Yes, Bob was right. It's not true in every state, but it is true in Illinois. And that's the final verdict.